You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome in to the KSR Football Podcast, presented by our friends at Justice Dental. They got two locations, one on Blazer Parkway, one on Wellington Way in Lexington. Your one-stop shop for all your dental needs. Just give them a call at 859-543-0700. Schedule your appointment today. You don't want to talk to them on the phone, just send them a text message. Or visit them online at justicedental.com. Whatever you need, Doc Thompson, Doc Justice, they'll take care of you. They're simply the best. Customer service, number one. They're number one in your programs, number one in your hearts. Justice Dental. Visit them. Maybe not today. Maybe just schedule your appointment instead of showing up. But, Drew, I bet if they showed up, if you just showed up, they would say, oh, come on in. Show us your teeth.
Yeah, that's how much they just love helping people. Look, I even keep my toothbrush head right here by my desk, so I'm always ready in case I'm in a Justice Dental moment.
Oh, love it. That's Drew Franklin. He's Adam Luckett. I'm Nick Roush. And, Luckett, right now we are in an odd, unusual we're playing a waiting game with recruits, kind of big ones, right before fall camp begins. We're going to spend a lot of today's episode talking about fall camp. Freddie Maggard, he's out on vacation today, enjoying the Gulf Coast. Before we get into the waiting game, how do we think Freddie is spending his vacation on the Gulf Coast? Is he going to Kroger still every day?
I don't know that Freddie can have a day where he doesn't at least do one lap around Kroger. Even if he doesn't have to buy anything or need anything, he's just got to say hi to everyone. So I would say wherever he is, he has found the nearest Kroger and probably hit multiple on the way down.
I bet they got fresh seafood there at the Gulf Coast one, too. He's been to like four Kroger reopenings, too, in the Louisville area in the last 2 weeks or so. So I appreciate Freddie keeping up with this Kroger hustle. I bought some of those his fizzy waters. I'm going to try some out. I've never had one of those, them fizzy waters, as he calls them. But he talked about them so much that I had to buy a couple on my run today.
The simple truth. He loves the simple truth fizzy waters.
Absolutely. So I'm going to give him a try. Hopefully he's enjoying the food down there, enjoying some relaxation while we impatiently wait for recruits to make decisions. So we've got decision dates. Tomorrow's Jason Patterson, Luckett, and then we've got Friday is Stone Saunders.
Yep.
I think we should hear from Nigel Glover today, but, I mean, this is going to happen at the most inconvenient time, isn't it?
Steven Souls is another one. Supposed to announce at some point this week on someone's podcast, not ours. So, yeah, with Glover, you know how the transfer recruitments go, Nick. It could just happen at any point. You just kind of have to wait. The other ones, we at least have an idea of when they are going to announce. But, yeah, we're playing the waiting game on Glover, which looks like it's down to Kentucky and Michigan. Patterson looks like it's down to Kentucky and Cincinnati. I would say Kentucky's a heavy favorite probably for Souls and Stone Saunders. And so we'll see how these four shake out.
Yeah, the Nigel Glover one's just unusual because – typically, you say something like, oh, well, he can't wait any, like, he could decide any time. And it's like, well, practice starts Wednesday, and he wants to be at practice on Wednesday, wherever he goes. Ideally, you would think he would want to move on Tuesday, so he's not, you know, trying to find his cleats in the bottom of his boxes. I'm assuming that they might have a little bit more convenient setup, but time's a ticking. He's got no time to waste, so even if he tells the schools today, what's the point in waiting for somebody to do a graphic or a video?
Well, his stomach might hurt after eating that food up in Ann Arbor. Oh.
Did you see that food, Drew?
No, I did not see the food in Ann Arbor.
It looked – we complained.
We have a thread up on the board. Yes. Now, join KSR Plus for a whole dollar for the whole season. So do that. But, yeah, there's a thread on the board that shows the food.
It makes UK media food look like five-star dining.
That's the first thing I thought of. It's like, that's what they try to serve us sometimes.
It was like a plain hot dog. I mean, I think somebody called it the Aramark Hall of Fame.
Special, yeah.
Yeah, it was like chicken, the most plain. I mean, it made Jeff Ruby's chicken tenders look, you know, nice, too. So, I mean, it was...
Did they have, like, the pulled pork where you don't know if it was the one from last week or they made a new batch or just kind of combined whatever they had?
Yeah. The pulled pork that tastes like chicken, probably.
The hot dog was pulled straight out of the water. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Yeah. I'm not even sure that thing was boiled all the way.
How does that happen in 2023 when these kids want to be pampered everywhere they go? How does at a place like Michigan, how do they even do that? How do you drop the ball that bad?
Because that weekend it's the dumbest waste of time ever, and people make this big deal about, like, oh, we got to have the beach ball, the pool party, the blah, 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 blah. Splash bath. It's like, this is like, they're like, how much money do we have left in the recruiting budget? We'll, like, call it something to make this a weekend. Because it's a new sort of deal, and nobody wants to do it. That's the secret. Like, none of these coaches want to do it.
It's a jump start on your guys that are about to be juniors, right? So, like, this is a jump start on the 2025. It's a way to get them on campus before everything can get hectic with high school seasons, with college seasons. It's just a way to get them on campus and start building those relationships. That's really what it's for. It's not necessarily for this 2024 class. I mean, a lot of that hay's in the barn, you know, and you're trying to close on your prospects. For now, a lot of these recruiting departments, you're looking ahead and you're starting to work on the next crop, and that's really what these are for. I mean, these big unofficial visits. These schools are getting 50 to 100 players there. That's a lot. I mean, there's probably some funny business going on there for these unofficial visit weekends. But you know, it's just how the game's played. So you got to figure out if you're at a competitive disadvantage if you're not doing that, or if you are, or if it puts you at a competitive advantage. But yeah, it's a new in thing for sure, having these kind of big kind of cookout, barbecue, pool party, whatever you want to call it.
While they were entertaining kids, I can tell you the Kentucky football coaches were raising money for kids and probably entertaining the right people for the future of recruiting. I'll just say that.
I don't know how one gets I don't know how you get to the bourbon and cigar event, Drew, how folks are supposed to do that. But if I'm a Kentucky football fan, that's the one thing that I'm paying to go to. Whatever it costs, just it's worth it.
When I got there, they were like, do you want us to log your credit card with your number? Because you wear like a number. And they're like, so at the auction, in case you win, you know, it's already set up. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be winning any auctions with this crowd, so we can just bypass that step. A lot of money there, I would say, to get in. Got to buy one of those tables. You know, you're going to a big event where you can't just buy a ticket, you have to buy a table.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's... So try to get into one of those events. That does well. But like that... So that event is important for a variety of reasons. And you know what? You don't have to also have a big event to host recruits like we saw. Steven Sills was on campus last week. The Smith twins, I don't know, have they moved into Lexington yet? They've been there two or three times in a week since transferring back to Corbin. So Kentucky is still hosting players, including Nigel Glover, where I don't want to date this too much because it literally could happen while we're on the air. But there's part of me that thinks – I feel like it's two brains, two lines of thinking for what Glover will do. I'll let you explain the Michigan line of thinking, but in the Kentucky line of thinking, it's Glover has a path to playing soon, and it's at the SEC level, and it's only 2 hours from his home. Kentucky is at a position of need. They don't have to do a bunch of funny business to make the scholarship count work. He can be in the rotation as LB2 at either Mike or Will this fall, and then compete for a starting position next fall. So that part of it makes sense to me as to why he would pick Kentucky. Explain why Michigan is a fit for Nigel Glover.
I do definitely think the path for playing time is probably clear in Lexington, but Michigan is Michigan at the end of the day. They've been in their two-time defending Big Ten champs. They're a legit national title contender this year. They're just rolling, and they've had a lot of success here recently recruiting in Ohio. And so I think that is probably, that's just what you got to get over, what you're fighting here if you're Kentucky, especially recruiting Ohio kids here with what Michigan is doing. It makes recruiting these guys a lot tougher. You have to hope that we see what usually happens in some of these transfer recruitments is where common sense plays a bigger factor. Defined roles, defined openings, opportunities for playing time makes more sense. But at the same time, Nigel Glover is pretty much, I mean, he's a high schooler, essentially, right? I mean, he just ended his senior year in high school. I mean, he's going to be, he hasn't had one freshman class, well, I guess he took some classes at Northwestern, but he hasn't had a fall semester on a college campus yet. And so he's still fairly young. So we're going to have to see who has the better pitch here. But I definitely think Kentucky has a strong selling point here. And we've got an opportunity, if you're Kentucky, to really kind of gain some ground on Michigan. We've talked about it, Nick, multiple different mediums, about how Michigan's kind of had Kentucky's number a little bit here the last cycle and a half. Well, now some things are developing where Kentucky can kind of stick it to the old boys in blue up there in Ann Arbor with this one, Nigel Glover, potentially. And then the Smith twins, as you've alluded to, that have visited UK's campus twice since transferring to Corbin, right down I-75. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, I think that is real, and I think it has a real shot to happen. And that'd be a huge deal if you could get some players like that, because those are high-caliber front seven prospects, all three of them, the Smith twins and Nigel Glover.
The my biggest worry, though, Drew, is Nigel Glover might just be a nerd. I mean, he committed to a nerd school in Northwestern. Yeah. Michigan's a nerd school. You know, sometimes you run into the eligibility stuff, but, like, there's something about that. Like, you got to be different to commit to Northwestern in April, be a top 300 prospect, and stay committed to Northwestern for that long. And Michigan has that same sort of nerd cult vibe. And the nerds, they always they worry me when they get out of their lockers.
Yeah, but I mean, we've had some nerds. Think of some of the nerds over the years. This is kind of far back, but I had classes with Corey Peters, and that man would raise his hand, and class would go 30 minutes long because he was still asking questions. You know, the teacher's pet that does that?
Are the worst.
I'm thinking, you are a star defensive lineman. You're supposed to not even be here. You're allowed to skip. Why are you here asking questions? So, Corey Peters, great Kentucky football nerd. I'm sure there's been others. And I bet maybe Glover will be one of our nerds.
I would maybe lump Josh Pascal into that.
Josh Pascal?
Yeah.
Your boy, why am I drawing a blank? Luke Fortner. Big nerd.
Biggest nerd ever to play football.
Took a lot of classes at UK.
He took more classes than snaps, and he played 7 years of football. Like, how did that happen? So, nerds can be successful here, but there is just something about that the Michigan man thing I think could be appealing to Nigel Glover.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not. We'll find out soon enough. Can we just name some more nerds while we're at it?
I kind of enjoyed that exercise. I feel weird calling these NFL brute athletes nerds because they're definitely not nerds. But we have had some that have really hit the books harder than others.
We named
Albert Einstein was very good in Oppenheimer, for those who haven't seen it yet.
Oh, was he good in the three technique too? Did he get off the ball, off the line of scrimmage?
He knew leverage. He understood angles and leverage.
Oh, man. You know who was not a nerd was Max Duffy, which I think that's why he could stay on campus for so long, is because he was the opposite of the nerd.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some other good ones. Oh, Morgan Newton went to take the LSAT instead of go to the football game. So, you know.
Looking back, maybe that wasn't the worst idea.
Maybe it wasn't. So this week it is the start of football season. Fall camp kicks off on Wednesday. Kentucky football media day is on Friday. Kentucky football.
I don't think so. That's Scott Gregory.
What is? I mean, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
threw me off. Scott Gregory. Shout out Jordan Jones is a big old nerd.
I would not say that to his face.
No, not at all.
Do y'all remember when Jordan Jones didn't answer a question at a press conference and Cash Daniel was like his mediator?
Like, man, what a weird time that was.
I still see Jordan Jones around Lexington. I think he's a Fayette Countyan.
Yeah, I think he's
So don't call him a nerd.
seriously, do not call him a nerd. Please, for your own health. But in addition to Media Day on Friday, we've got Fan Day on Saturday. And the best way to travel to Fan Day in style is by rocking your Bird Dog shorts, your Bird Dog polos, your Bird Dog tech gear hat. Bird Dogs will keep you cool with their... The liner inside the shorts, it's comfortable, it's cool, it's breezy, it's fashionable. They're the most comfortable shorts in the business. We just got some fresh new swag from Bird Dogs. And when you order your Bird Dog shorts and use promo code KSR at checkout or visit birddogs.com/KSR, you're going to get one of these brand new fancy schmancy hats. And Drew, I like them because they fit around my big dome. Like, you know, they kind of form fit to it. And they're real cool. So on a hot day, like it most likely will be on Saturday morning, It's gonna keep you cool.
I gotta tell you, this is the first time I put mine on because it showed up like 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. You're right. This is a good fit.
It's
got
nice.
Got some breathing in there too. It might be a golf hat.
The breathing is what's really important. Breathable wear, no matter if it's shirts, shorts, pants, hats. Bird Dogs will hook you up ahead of this college football season. Just put in promo code KSR or visit birddogs.com/KSR. to get hooked up today to make sure you're ready to college football in style with Bird Dogs. But I don't want to overemphasize the fun that's going to be had on Saturday, but Kentucky Football Fan Day rocks. I love it. I hate that it's only practice 4 in shells, so we don't get full tackling or anything like it, but we still at least get shells, so they're button up, 7-on-7. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just the first time that you're seeing, really, you see spring, but that's not, you know it ends, and then you have to wait a long time. But you know when you go to Fan Day that the season is just 3-4 weeks away, whatever it is. So, you know, like, you can see the light at the end of the off-season tunnel now. Like, we're not far away from tailgating. And when you go to Kroger Field on Saturday, or the facility, you go to the parking lot, there's going to be people have their shells, their tent shells set up for their spots, for their tailgate spots. So that's how close we are. And it's coming down the chimney pretty fast. So we're almost there. So that is the best part, that you know it's close and that you get to go watch football. I mean, there's not much better than that.
I've been paying attention since they've started this putting their tents out thing. They've never been out as early as they are right now. They're already out there. That cannot be within the rules, but
They sent an email out saying, please do not set up before whatever the date was. Pretty sure that date is in August.
It is. This is a record by far for putting them out way ahead of schedule.
So, yeah, welcome to the SEC, baby.
You think Bama, Tennessee, you think those games have a little bit to do with that?
Maybe.
On sale tomorrow, so I'm trying to buy a couple. Everybody leave
me a couple. Ball State Cardinals don't come to town every year. But quietly, though, that EKU crowd will probably be one of the better crowds of the year. Because a lot of people will come down. A lot of people don't go the week one because it's Labor Day weekend, if you go to the lake or whatever. Second game, mid-afternoon kick. A lot of Kentucky fans will come as EKU, and a lot of EKU people will drive up. And so that'll probably, I mean, that could push close to the sellout, I would imagine.
So we're not doing the autograph things anymore for Fan Day, though?
It wasn't listed as
an activity?
It's kind of the reason for going for a lot of people, I thought.
I know.
The autographs?
Yeah.
Well, NIL now.
That's true. Come on, Fan Day, give them a day. It's not going to cut into your pockets too hard.
That's a good point. Whatever. But 11 a.m. is when practice starts. It's about 2 hours, and you can start piling into the facility at 10 a.m. I liked a question we had on the KSR YouTube channel chat from Kyle Strange. If you had to pick right now, what side of the ball is stronger on our team, offense or defense? Pick one, Drew. Stake your flag into the ground.
I was a couple weeks ago, I would have said defense, and I haven't lost confidence in defense. I'm just getting more and more excited about the offense because I think the line is going to do what they need to do to keep Leary alive, and I'm really buying into this Liam Cohen excitement. I know he's going to get the ball to the right people. No funny business. I know Scangarello, he was a little too advanced, a little confusion. That's out the window. Cohen's just going to get the ball in the right places. So I lean offense, but I think it's going to be pretty balanced. I'm not completely sold on my answer is offense.
It does beg the question, too, Luckett. I think a lot of this comes down to what's the bigger question mark, cornerback or offensive tackle? And right now, might say offensive tackle. So, or no, might say cornerback. I don't know. Where do you stand?
They have more, I would say, options at corner than they do tackle.
True.
So, if you played a lottery, your odds are you would hit on cornerback before you would hit on tackle.
Well, I'm playing the lottery and I need to win Mega Millions, so well, come on.
Can't help you there. But I think defensively, they just have a higher floor. I don't really think that's a controversial statement. Since Brad White has been here, the offense has only been better than defense once, and that was when Cohen was here. And even then, that year, the defense won them games early in the year. South Carolina, Florida. They don't win those games without the defense playing their tails off. So I think the floor is higher. But the offense, you could tell me the offense has a higher ceiling than this defense. So my pick would be on the defensive side of the ball, but it wouldn't surprise me if the offense has a better year.
It's a great question, Kyle, and it's a great way to segue into our next topic, which is the topics that we're going to be talking about throughout fall camp, the storylines that we're going to be writing about, that we're going to be talking about on the KSR Football Podcast. So I wrote some of them down, but do we have any ones in particular, maybe even on the sillier side, that might jump out that you're looking forward to hearing about this fall camp?
I have a storyline that is not football related, and I think it already came across on our comments, but you know, if we're getting new jerseys, they got to tell us soon. And there's been leaked photos of jerseys. Are new unis coming? That's a storyline I'm watching this week. Camp starting.
Don't ask negative Nelly, Nick Roush over here.
That's true.
He doesn't believe in
believe it when I see it.
Okay, so
new uniforms, new helmets.
So media day is Friday. I mean, that's when they take their team photos. They're not going to take it in old uniforms.
I didn't think about that.
Will we have them by Friday? Let's just we've seen leaked pictures of what looks like a terrible uniform. I hope that's not it. Are we getting new ones?
Not a chance in France. Not a snowball's chance in hell. I have no faith that they have redone the entire wardrobe. No faith at all.
Sadly, I'm going to join you, even though I think it's due. And, you know, we do the uniform thing for every sport every year. We have to. This year, it felt like there was a chance, but I feel like it would have been done by now. We're days away.
I do think a lot of it, though, Luckett, is just everybody in the SEC is going to have some sort of rebrand next year. So next year will be a big year for newness. One thing that's not going to be new is it's going to be it's going to be like day 10, practice 12 of training camp. And Mark Stoops is going to go up to the podium, and he's going to be pissed off, and he's going to talk about all the sorry ass effort and the entitled. and it's going to be my favorite day of training camp. It is every single year. He just loves to come in and chew their asses out, and I love it.
I was going to ask which scrimmage on which Saturday is it going to be, the first scrimmage or the second scrimmage where he's all pissed off?
See, and I don't know if it's going to necessarily be the scrimmage or if it's going to be just a day at practice.
I don't know if I've ever heard him like that.
It was epic tongue lashing. Like
he was mad.
He almost had to hit the censor button. I thought he was going to mother F some people. Like he was so mad. That was great.
Was it last year the offense was so bad in the fan day and Levis was angry?
Yes.
Or am I making that up? Yeah. So maybe they'll give him a reason to. Hopefully not. But last year that was the case.
Cohen, I love when Cohen's much it's harder for him to bite his tongue. He kind of wears his emotions on his sleeves. So, like, there's probably going to be a day when the receivers are being receivers, right? And they're just like, my stuff don't stink. I can do whatever I want. And Cohen's going to rip their ass. So, those are always my favorite storylines because, like, they're not – You got to take it for what it is, and that's not like an actual tongue lashing. It's more of to send a message to get their stuff together, and it's just a kind of a speed bump that you're naturally going to hit when you practice, I don't know, what, 17 times in 2 weeks? Like, they just, they're going to hit a wall. They're 22-year-olds. This is a part of the growing process.
Yeah. For me, it's the same every year. It's like, who is the surprise player? Last year, Josh Gattis. Mm-hmm. Year before, Isaiah Cummings. David Bouvier, pre-2018. Benny Snell, pre-2016. Every year, you have a player kind of rise up, and it's like, oh, wow. So that's, to me, who does that end up being?
Oh, what kind of candidates do we have?
Wandell Robinson calling Isaiah Cummings, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
That just happened 2 years ago.
People forget that. Yeah, who? Because you would think it's got to be a newcomer of sorts.
Yeah.
So, but who?
It can't be Larry. It's got to be, like, I'm talking off the board.
Yeah, yeah. Probably like
usually a freshman.
Right, a young pass catcher or something like
or
that.
Or one of the transfers, yeah.
I think I was convinced Fearby was like the best defensive player of all time for a couple practices when he first got here. They were talking about him like he was just a freak of nature.
Yeah, who am I going to shoot my shot with here? I bet Shamar Porter just like catches one on somebody's head and then they're all like, yeah, and then he becomes the talk of the town.
I think we could see it be one of the players in that deep running back room, whether Jamarion Wilcox, Deme Sumokangbe.
Yeah.
One of those guys I could see defensively. Keyshawn Silver, I think, is a candidate after
Mark
Stoops gushed about him multiple times. Khalil Saunders, I would say, is a candidate. So, yeah, I definitely could see it coming from somewhere. It's just who it comes every year, but who is it going to be? We'll be finding out here soon. But
I'm going to speak one into existence. We're going to get, you know, we always get the video, and I'm a sucker for these. I always fall for them, but it's just a normal pass, but they slow it down in the air, and they make it look like it's the most incredible play. We're going to have one to Anthony Brown out of Fan Day. The ball's going to be, like, in the air for 30 seconds. It's so slow-mo, and I'm gonna think he's going to win the Heisman because I always think those videos are so cool. And I'm speaking it into existence that it'll be him catching the Leary bomb in Fan Day.
Oh, just like this one that we're seeing right here to Dane Keaton.
There you go. See, there's all – and I always think that's the coolest thing ever.
Never now forget Bryce Oliver had the best spring game, I think, of any Kentucky player I've been following since I've been covering the team. And we never got anything out of that. So just one day doesn't necessarily
mean. We need him to deliver.
Yeah, you need to follow up on that.
It's also the hard knocks effect. Like when you're in training camp, you see right now NFL training camps are ongoing.
Right.
So there's just highlights. Anytime you see a highlight, you're just, oh, my gosh. Oh, this is incredible.
See, Steven just dialed one up for us right there. They didn't even catch it, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever just because they slowed it down. Anthony Brown, he'll be the guy on Saturday.
Yeah, we could also – I could see Maxwell Harrison having a couple of picks. He's got some ball hawk traits.
Him and Hardaway would be the two corners that I would categorize as candidates for this.
Yeah, where they could come up and
– Alex Afari, I could see him getting some shine.
Oh, man, it's got me so fired up. But we do need to – I mean, there are some storylines that, like, will come up that we're not looking forward to. But let's just face it. You got to cross your fingers. Injuries are part of the game. Last year, the offensive line dealt with a bunch of minor injuries, and we spent the whole – it was just a shuffle. They were shuffling the deck the entire preseason. We've had some significant ones. You know, Landon Young was the most memorable, but there's – been plenty of preseason injuries. Staying healthy is very important. Availability is I'm a little slow. What is it? What's the saying? Availability is an ability.
Availability is that sounds good. Write that one down. Availability is an ability.
Just stick with can't make the club in the tub, Nick.
Yeah, see, that's the one I always go to, but. Gosh, why couldn't I feel like a big dummy. I couldn't.
Availability is the best ability.
There we go.
There we go.
Yes, staying healthy is imperative this spring, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Keep everybody healthy. And to bring it back to that offensive line, I don't think we're going to hear a lick out of that, anything specific out of that competition. We might get a little bit from the corners. I could see Stoops and Brad maybe praising somebody, maybe challenging somebody. I don't think we're hearing anything about an offensive line other than, well, they're doing good. They're figuring everything out.
If you go back to spring, I mean, it was mum on the right tackle spot.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably see something similar. Even it was even mum regarding Jagger Burton at center.
Yeah. It was just like, they acted like they didn't want it out, yeah. even though it was yeah. a very big deal that we were talking about.
So
they did not keep that secret well.
I think we'll get – Cohen will probably give an elaborate answer on just where they are offensive line and what they need to do. But after that, it's –
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be
They're
tight.
Not saying anything.
Because it's going to be tight.
But part of it is the natural day-to-day. People get better, people get worse, and they don't want knee-jerk reactions. But, I mean, come on. We're fans. We love knee-jerk reactions. And I think the way they'll distract us is just we'll get leaks of people who are doing awesome things at practice. We'll get leaks of Devin Leary hit so-and-so for a 40-yard bomb. And that will be the way that we that'll hold our focus while we try to ask about right tackle and they say nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I need them to pump it up just a little bit to sell some tickets, though. There's so much attention on that offensive line. Just give me a little positivity just to build up a little more excitement, because if they check those boxes, that's where I think the offense – I mean, obviously that's the issue. I mean, just lie to us. Tell us it's great.
Yeah.
You don't have to get specific about who's where and who's winning battles, but tell me it's looking good so I don't have to worry about it for a month.
You know what I'm noticing on these clips? A lot of guys that aren't on the team anymore.
Like D. Beckwith.
D. Beckwith, David Wollaball, Josh Jones.
Yeah, you know, maybe for the better. But that's the other thing that I love about Fan Day 2 and Media Day. It's our first chance to do the that's his number. Oh, that's who that guy is. People forget Berrion Brown is number 7 now.
Yes.
So when you go to practice,
Berrion Brown number 4.
Yeah. There's going to be some changes. There's going to be some new guys. Maybe we should run through the roster just to give some friendly reminders to people. I know that
there's going to be a lot of kickers. They got a lot of them. A lot of snappers. A lot of kickers. I think they're still adding them quietly.
Also, every year with the freshmen, we know them and we know what to expect, but you still, there's one guy you're always like, holy hell, who is that? Because they just completely surprise you when we're seeing them in person for the first time. Last year, that was obviously Deion Walker, but there's been several others that just jump out right away.
That's Shamar Porter this year. He took Berrion's number 2, Nashville kid. He looks like a tight end playing receiver. He's enormous. Demi Sumo-Karmbe keeping things easy for us and just taking Smoke's number. So, still got a 0 out of the backfield. Nice and easy.
Also, I just noticed a couple highlights of guys catching the ball with their face mask and landing on the ground. So let's not do much of that this year either. This is not the promo video for
UK
football.
That's what spring's for, Drew. they're working on trick shots.
Davern Rainer, this is going to be feel like a throwback because he's wearing one of DeAndre Square's numbers. He's going to be 17 lining up at inside linebacker. He'll be probably LB2. There, at Will, 3. I don't know how that works. Maybe swing, so you can call them LB3. But they'll be handing out rosters at camp or at Fan Day on Saturday to make things easy for you. It's going to be an exciting time. We're going to be there. We'll have a rapid reaction for after that practice on Saturday. Lots of stuff coming out on the KSR YouTube channel. Plenty of videos. Mark Stoops' press conference on Friday. That starts at 10, I want to say. Like it?
Yes.
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, so we get Stoops for 20 minutes, then Cohen and White for about 10. So,
yeah. Oh, it's coming, Matt. It's almost here.
We've got Matt still hooked, even though he demands that I stop saying go Cats, go Krogering. Can't stop, won't stop. But plenty of more coming to the KSR YouTube channel.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And as Luckett said, it's only $1. For the month of August, to join KSR Plus, we'll be sharing a lot of scoop we hear from the scrimmages, from the practices that we can't share publicly. So get in now, $1 on KSR Plus right now. But it's always free to subscribe to KSR on YouTube. Sources say coming at you Tuesday night. We'll have 11 personnel on Wednesday. And look it, I haven't got confirmation, but we might have an NFL quarterback on this week, which would be quite something.
Joe Burrow. Heard it here first.
Have you all heard who's on Listicuffs this week?
I have.
A couple big guests.
I have, yes.
You all getting a big guest, maybe? Them getting big guests? Big week.
We're cooking up the big guests, but the big football guests, but I don't know how well that's going. A lot of crickets from that front. So we're efforting, though, to crank up the intensity of the effort because it's preseason football time in the Bluegrass. Football's almost here. We're going to be rocking and rolling. The helmets come on Wednesday. Things really crank up starting Friday and Saturday. And then it's full speed ahead, all gas, no breaks throughout the month of August until the ball is kicked off on Saturday, September 2nd, Cats versus Ball State at Kroger Field. Big shout out to our friends at Justice Dental and Bird Dogs for getting the KSR Football Podcast on air. For Adam Luckett and Drew Franklin, I'm going to go cook up some wonderful meats on the grill. Go Cats! And for our friend Mike, go Kroger.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.